Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
And taking the shot, LeBron down field. He gets the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown. The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, what does he throw?
Welcome, everyone, to the PropCast NBA Player Props Monday Night Edition, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Monday, January 10th, 12:48 on the East Coast. And joining me, as usual, on Mondays is the man on the West Coast. It's Jong Lee, the master. Jong, how are you feeling this Monday morning, bud?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready to hit some props and also hit some natty, college natty championship too, as well. Let's not forget.
Yeah, there's a some type of big game going down tonight at around 8 o'clock Eastern, I believe. Everybody will be tuned into that. Discuss that with Terrell on the NBA Gambling Podcast this morning, but I'll get your thoughts at the end of the show tonight. The plan for today's show, guys, you know what it is. We'll get into our player props for Monday night. We'll have the best bite segment as well. But there's a new kind of segment that I want to introduce on the PropCast with Jong. And since we are a player props show and podcast, I wanted to start shouting out some guys that have been playing well over the past week or the past couple of weeks that maybe a lot of people are not keeping track of or aren't on their radar, or they may be out on their radar, but they need to get the credit that they deserve. So, John, I will start with you, man. I messaged you yesterday. I was like, let's start this new segment about players that we kind of want to shout out for the way they've been stepping up for the team, maybe all season long or for over the past couple weeks, man. Who's your guy that you are going with this week? Who's the man you want to shout out?
Yeah, I'm going with Malik Ahmad, mother effing Monk, man.
Oh, yes.
Lately been just awesome as a starter. This season averaged 19.9 points on 52.8% shooting from the floor. That includes 45.3% from the three-point land. 2.6 rebounds, 2.3 assists, 1.0 steal. He's going to give you some blocks on top of that. Now, last night he didn't have such a hot game, but he did contribute with like three blocks. So He scored over 20 in his 5 of his last 8 games. And the Lakers during that span did win 4 straight before they lost to the Grizzlies. So I'm shining Malik, Ahmad, Monk. Also, man, if you haven't picked him up in your fantasy team, pick him up. What are you doing? Only rostered in like 54% of Yahoo League. So, yeah, if he's available, pick him up as a fantasy option. He's someone I want to shine. Yep, Malik Monk.
Yeah, 100%, man. We briefly touched on Malik Monk on the podcast last week with Will. And, yeah, like you mentioned, John, that he's been absolutely playing well for the L.A. Lakers. Lakers finally started getting some wins prior to last night before they lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. But they had won 4 in a row, five out of the last 6 games. And a large part was because of Malik Monk. You know, he's been scoring the basketball well, providing that scoring punch for the L.A. Lakers. Like you mentioned, he's had 20-plus points in 5 out of the last 7 games so far for the L.A. Lakers. And he's been really great shooting the 3 ball as well for the L.A. Lakers. You know, this month alone in 4 games, he's averaging 4.5 makes per game on 8.8 attempts, shooting it at a clip of 51.4% for the L.A. Lakers. So he's been a, you know, with the struggles that have gone on in L.A. prior to the little stretch of wins that they've had, I think Malik Monk has been a big part of that for the L.A. Lakers. So not only from a player pros perspective, you might probably want to take a look at playing him, but also, again, like Jong mentioned, that if you need some guys in the NBA right now where guys are missing games due to injuries or missing games because of being in the health and safety protocols, Malik Monk can fit in very, very nicely into your lineup and really provide not only the scoring punch, but also he grabs a few rebounds and assists per game and also gets you a couple blocks and steals per game as well. So yeah, definitely want to shout out Malik Monk from Jong. For my guy, I'm going to go to the Phoenix Sun squad, and that's going to be Cam Johnson. And Cam Johnson has really stepped up for this Phoenix Suns team over the last couple weeks here, particularly the last 2 weeks, when they've had guys like DeAndre Ayton in the health and safety protocols, guys like Jay Crowder in the health and safety protocols. And he's really provided that scoring punch for the Phoenix Suns ever since he's been in that starting lineup, right? 5 straight games here. He's played 30-plus minutes. 5 out of the last 6 games, he's played 30-plus minutes. In the 4 games so far this month, he's averaging 17.8 points per game. And he's knocking down the 3-point shot as well, just like Malik Monk is for the L.A. Lakers. Cam Johnson, so far in 4 games this month, 3.8 makes per game on 7.5 attempts, shooting right at 50% from the 3-point line for the Phoenix Suns. And prior to that, going back all the way to that Memphis game, man, he had 19 points, knocked down 4 threes against the OKC Thunder. Not a great game. Had 12 points, did knock down 2 points, but against the Boston Celtics on New Year's Eve in Boston, 34 minutes, scored 20 points, knocked down 4 3-point shots on 9 attempts for the Phoenix Suns. So I wanted to shout out Cam Johnson. Maybe another viable option for you to pick up on your fantasy team. He's providing that scoring punch, maybe until Jake Crowder and some of the other guys get back. But Cam Johnson, John, man, he's been doing very, very well for the Phoenix Suns in the absence of some of these guys.
Absolutely. What I like about him is he's getting some healthy minutes. Not like 30 minutes, but like 35 minutes a game. And I've come to realize you can't always, you know, rely on Mikal Bridges to be that point scorer for you. And so Cam Johnson can be and has been the last few games, even against the Clippers, man. He was just balling up, you know, or ankle breaking the likes of, let's say, a Terrence Mann and whatnot, and just dropping dimes here and there. Like, he's been either the second most scorer or the highest scorer, especially in the Clippers game. He was the highest scorer on the Suns team, but he's being that consistent second, you know, if not third highest scoring points on his team, the Suns, who are awesome, you know? So,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's a new segment that I kind of want to introduce you guys. Maybe that helps you with not only Fantasy League, DFS, but also from a player prospect perspective. If you're looking for guys that are kind of flying under the radar, we highlighted Malik Monk and Cam Johnson this week for you guys. Again, they're scoring the basketball. They're knocking down three-point shots. And sometimes, you know, their three-point shots are undervalued. A lot of times they're sometimes at 2.5 when guys are averaging 4 makes per contest for the respective teams. So we'll continue this every Monday between Jong and I. Will highlight some players that we think deserve the mentions of being, you know, getting a shout out for what they've been able to do for their teams. Jong, anything that you've seen around the league over the past weekend or last week or so that wanted to mention? I know we had the big game between the Nets and the Bucks the other night. We had discussed on the NBA gambling podcast, but a team that I think that I've been kind of really backing here, I wanted to discuss real quick was the Toronto Raptors, man. They've now won 6 games in a row. A lot of their players, and I think we've mentioned this in the Slack channel as well, is Fred VanVleet has been a guy that has really been carrying this Toronto Raptors team, even with all their guys like Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby, Gary Trent Jr., all those guys back. But so far this month, January, Fred VanVleet, another guy like Cam Johnson and Malik Monk, who's been not only knocking down shots, but he's been scoring the ball at will for this Toronto Raptors team. This month, he's averaging 31.2 points per game. He's shooting 47% from the three-point line, averaging 6.2 three-point shots made over the course of the 5 games in January.
Ridiculous, so man.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So, wanted to briefly touch on Fred VanVleet as well and the Toronto Raptors, man. Anything crazy have you seen from them?
No, Fred VanVleet is just a baller. And just one thing I wanted to mention, Klay came back yesterday, right? Klay came back and had a decent showing. You know, I was cringing at moments when he was dunking. You know, hopefully he lands softly. You know,
yeah.
And whatnot. But there was a couple moments here. Did you see Draymond come in for like a couple seconds there? Did you see that?
Yeah, I had dropped this in the Slack channel when Warriors PR actually tweeted this on the on their Twitter, and they said that Draymond Green had experienced some type of calf tightness in warmups, but he wanted to be in the starting lineup at tip-off with Klay Thompson coming back. But as soon as the tip happened, he fouled and exited the game.
How many Draymond prop bettors got screwed last night? On that.
Well, if you were on the under, you didn't get screwed. But if you were on the over, yes, you definitely got screwed. But yeah, I know a couple guys in our Slack channel, I mentioned this on the NBA game we caught this morning as well, is that a lot of guys or some of the guys were on the unders for Draymond Green, and they did cash because he did play. He did make an appearance. He did play. Even if it was for 7 seconds, it's considered action at that point.
Absolutely. Yeah, just thought I'd throw that out there. But yeah, nothing else really. Fred VanVleet, you're right. You know, yeah, just a baller.
Yeah, Klay looked. Klay we talked about as well, but yeah, he looked really good for the Golden State Warriors after missing 2+ years. So hopefully, you know, they ramp him up over the next couple weeks here, and the Splash Brothers are back. So really excited to see Klay back for the Golden State Warriors. John, let's take a quick break here, bud, and then we'll dive into our Monday night player props for the NBA. So we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors.
Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. Bet $5, win $400 in free bets. Also, win a VIP trip to Shaq's Funhouse in LA. Bet $20 on WynnBET's Build Your Own feature and earn a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime experience for the big game. You and 3 guests will receive a VIP experience at Shaq's Funhouse, 2 nights at Wynn Las Vegas, a $5,000 free bet at Wynn Las Vegas Sportsbook, and $5,000 in travel credit. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, We have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, a risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. NFL playoffs are around the corner and PropSwap has the best odds on Super Bowl futures. See a ticket you like but think the price is too high? Submit a bid for a price you think is fair, then buy it. You can always find the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors just like yourself. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. Sellers across the country list their sports bets for sale and thousands of buyers visit PropSwap every day to find the best odds on futures, props, and parlays. Last week, Scott from Virginia purchased a Green Bay Packers Super Bowl ticket at odds of 6-1 when sportsbooks are only offering plus 450. If you're not using PropSwap, then you're missing out. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, coming off of the break, let's get into these player props. Zhang, I'll let you go first here, man. What's your first player prop for tonight?
I'm going with LaMelo Ball over 32.5 PRA, points, rebound, assist, minus 118 odds. Now, just a quick note, I did see it was a 31.5 line yesterday for the points, rebound, assist. It did jump to 32.5 this morning. So just shop around, maybe try to see if you can get the best value, but I am seeing 32.5 now as opposed to last night. Now, let's talk about LaMelo Ball against Milwaukee Bucks. In December, he dropped 36-9-5 on the Bucks. 2 days ago, he dropped 19-8-9. As a rookie, he dropped 27-9-5. So conclusion, he loves playing the Bucks. Moving off, all right? Yep. Now, he's over in 3 out of 3 versus Milwaukee, averaging 42.3 PRA. He's over in 15 of his last 22 when he's playing 30-plus minutes. Over in his 8 of his last 10. Let's talk about just teams that LaMelo loves. LaMelo loves playing the Pacers, the Bucks, the Portland Trailblazers, and the Lakers. At this, you know, at a scoring prop line, and I see some of his scoring props was 20. Oh man, I forget, man. Now
for LaMelo Ball, you're talking about
LaMelo Ball. Do you have his
points? Give me 1 second here. Let me see if I can find it for you. Points for LaMelo Ball tonight is 17.5 at minus 135.
Exactly. So, and that's what I was looking at. So when he's playing those teams, he's 9-for-13 on the over, but against the other 25 teams or 26 teams in the league, yeah, he's 5-73 on this particular scoring line against, you know, other teams. So there's no Jrue Holiday, who's a capable defender. So this is going to be an easier matchup for Melo. He's, you know, even his assist line of 6.5. I just think that a line like that could move up. You know, he has 3 career games against Milwaukee. Like I said, 8, 9, and 9 assists in those games. So I'm predicting, you know, this is going to be a rinse and repeat from a couple days ago. This is a plus EV matchup, man. LaMelo Ball over 32.5 PRA, points, rebound, assist, minus 118. Went off.
Yeah, I mean, LaMelo Ball, I mean, this is a guy that we've backed all year long as well, Jong. And I think the key here is that no Jrue Holiday in this lineup for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's out with, I believe it's an injury. He's out with an ankle injury. And again, this guy is one of the best guard defenders in the league. Really, I think he's still underrated, even though he won the championship with the Milwaukee Bucks last season. The defense of what and the intensity that Jrue Holiday brings to the floor, it's crazy. And he defends well. And again, when you have a player that the Bucks are facing tonight, like in LaMelo Ball, who can really, if he wanted to go out and drop a triple-double any single night, he could do that. But like you mentioned, in 2 games so far this season against the Milwaukee Bucks, 27.5 points, 7 rebounds, and 8.5 assists. And I believe he's gotten over this projection in both of the games this season against the Milwaukee Bucks. Last game on Saturday, 19 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. And then the other game on December 1st against Milwaukee in Milwaukee, 36 points, 5 rebounds, and 9 assists. So, yeah, look for LaMelo Ball to continue to play well against the Bucks here tonight. And I think that we're expecting a lot of points as well, John.
Yeah, no, the over-under on this game is like 236.5. Milwaukee's a two-point favorite only. So for a high-scoring game and they're expecting a close game, LaMelo's going to get his full minutes. Just a quick note, in his last game, he was in foul trouble. So he only played like 26 or 27 minutes and still, you know, put up the numbers that would have, you know, cashed you on that 31.5, 32.5 line. So, you know, chances are you probably won't get foul trouble today. And so if not, I predict he's going to play that full minutes, the full minutes he's going to be playing. He's expected to play. So it all leads to, you know, one direction. I'm taking the over here.
Yeah, 100%. I'm staying in the same game as well, but I'm going to the other side, the other team. That's going to be Bobby Portis tonight. Points and rebounds over 26.5. And we just mentioned that the Bucks are dealing with injuries, guys being in and out of this lineup. You know, no Jrue Holiday tonight. They also are going to be without Grayson Allen, who's dealing with being in the health and safety protocols. Pat Covington is questionable, but also George Hill is also out in health and safety protocols. But Bobby Portis has stepped up in big ways for this Bucks team when they have guys that are injured. You know, the bench is really thin right now for the Bucks as well. Portis has played 30 plus minutes in the absence of those guys in the last two games. Portis is averaging 22 points and 12.5 rebounds. And this is the second game in as many nights for the Bucks against the same Hornets team. And in the last game on Saturday against the Hornets, Portis scored 19 points. He grabbed 13 rebounds. And against the power forward position, the Hornets over the last 7 days are allowing 28.4 points per game and 14.4 rebounds. So between him and Giannis, I think that those two guys should be able to dominate inside. And we also know Bobby Portis can step out and knock down 3-point shots as well for this Milwaukee Bucks team. So looking for Milwaukee to bounce back here tonight, led by Giannis, led by Bobby Portis in their front court to grab rebounds and score points. So I'm taking Bobby Portis, points and rebounds over 26.5 tonight, John.
So I'm kind of confused. Why is his Bobby Portis rebound for over 9.5? At plus odds right now, plus 105. I saw it at 10.5 at plus 116 earlier too. So that plus, man, that's some sexy number here. I like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
are we missing something here?
I don't think so. I mean, especially when it's at plus money, I think the projection right now we're thinking is he going to be in double digits. So yeah, definitely the most important thing is that if you have multiple outs, definitely shop around for these type of numbers for Bobby Portis, because at plus money, I really do like him to get into double digits tonight. So I probably will be playing this as a standalone as well, but I also do like the points and rebounds combined for Bobby Portis tonight.
Word, yeah, absolutely. Just even last game, Bobby Portis had like what, 13, and Giannis had 12, and Middleton had 10. They all had double doubles. So yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, Charlotte is one of the worst to just the center position in terms of giving up points and rebounds. So you're right in the alley there, man.
Yeah. So if you also want to get down on Bobby Portis on double double tonight, that's at plus 115 as well. So a little pivot John pointed out, which I think is great information as well. At plus money, if you want to get down on rebounds over 9.5 at plus money, then double double tonight for Bobby Portis at plus 115. So a couple options for Bobby Portis tonight. John, let's get to your next one, man. What do you got?
Yeah, Jaylen Brown over 5.5 rebounds, minus 135. A little juicy than your normal minus 120-ish props. But, you know, Jaylen Brown crashing the boards at 5.5. He's hit on the over in 7 straight games. 6-plus rebounds in 7 straight games. 4 of those in double digits. Covered in 8 of the last 9. Coming off a career, you know, triple-double.
Yeah.
And hit this number with you know, 4 of his last 5 with Tatum playing still. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Indy's a bad defensive team. And, you know, over the last 10 games, they're the 4th worst defensive team in the NBA. And so, you know, with a bad, you know, defensive team that you're going to go up against. It's a plus EV matchup. You know, you're going to jack up your shots, and you're going to have some opportunities to, you know, maybe crash the board, so to speak. And so I like the Jaylen Brown. I like the trend where he's going at. It's not necessarily a score first mentality, but you know, that's a bonus, right? So I'm taking that 5.5. It seems a little low to me. You are, you know, having to pay a little juice for that, but over 5.5 rebounds, Jaylen Brown's -135. That's where I'm going tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Jaylen Brown has been out of his mind rebounding the basketball for the Boston Celtics. And like you mentioned, John, at least over his last 10 games, he's averaging 28.7 points and right around 8 rebounds per game. And, you know, you got, just like John mentioned, just go back and look at his log. He's been in double digits in 2 out of the last 4 games. We want to expand it 4 out of the last 7 games. He's been in double digits, and we're just asking him to get 6. And like John mentioned, what, 7 straight games here, John, that he's been in he's had 6 or more rebounds. And then he's also gone over this number in 8 out of the last 9 games as well. So, the books haven't accounted for this yet. I think that you hit the spot. You were spot on that. They think that just because Jason Tatum is back, that the rebounds are going to probably start going to him a little bit. But I think that, you know, Jaylen Brown is a great rebounding player. Like, I think that's a really underrated part of his game that a lot of people don't talk about. We always talk about the defense and the scoring ability of Jaylen Brown, but he also has a great rebounding ability. So I do like this, even though it is taxed a little bit. But again, at 5.5, you know, sometimes you just got to lay the juice, you know, when the number is kind of in your advantage. I think, this number should be at 6.5 at least for Jaylen Brown.
Agreed. I think it should be 6.5. Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Let's get over to my next player prop. I'm going to go over to that Brooklyn Nets and the Portland Trailblazers game. I'm going to go with Kyrie Irving. I'm going over 19.5 points tonight. I think this is a good spot for Kyrie Irving to score points here tonight, right? The Brooklyn Nets played yesterday against San Antonio Spurs that did go into overtime. And obviously no Kyrie Irving in home games right now for the Brooklyn Nets. So he hasn't played since last Wednesday. And his return against the Pacers last week, Kyrie picked up right where he kind of left off. He was off to a little jittery start, but he ended up scoring 22 points for the Brooklyn Nets. And like I did mention, the Brooklyn Nets are on a back-to-back game here where they have to travel all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast up in Portland, Oregon. And I think this is a game, like I said, situationally for Kyrie, he can take on the scoring load with maybe some tired legs for the Nets, right? You know, you had Kevin Durant, you had James Harden play a lot of minutes. And the Blazers are one of the worst defenses in the league over the last 5 games. I know the Nets want to build that chemistry with Kyrie back in the lineup. And even if it is on a part-time basis, so look for them to get Kyrie, you know, get his legs back under him and, you know, let him get his shots up, let him get his rhythm back with this team. So I'm thinking that Kyrie Irving takes on the scoring load tonight, over 19.5 points for Kyrie tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers.
Absolutely, man. Who's going to guard Kyrie? It's certainly Dame's not going to be available. CJ McCollum's not going to be able. I'm hearing Norman Powell won't be available. So you got the Portland Trailblazer backcourt just completely, you know, nobody, which, by the way, that I will talk about a certain player on my third prop here. But yeah, from a points perspective, I like first half Kyrie points prop. I like the full game Kyrie props. Yeah, absolutely. He needs to get into game shape, right? He's, you know, he's in shape. He's just not in, you know, that game shape. And basically, you know, that just comes with time, but he's such an elite player not to get some easy buckets against a pretty, you know, legit, you know, just a bad team. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Yeah, this squad for the Portland Trailblazers is absolutely reeling right now without Damian Lillard, without CJ McCollum, and without Norman Powell possibly tonight as well. John, let's get to your last player prop, man. What do you got?
I'm staying in that same game, like I said. I'm actually going to go Anthony Simmons or Simons over 22.5 points, -115. The reason why I love it, obviously those three players that we just mentioned in Dame, CJ, and Norman Powell, just not being available, and in in their absence, Anthony Simons is averaging 36.5 minutes of playing time, 29 points, and 17.5 field goal attempts as a starter, four games. And those are without Dame and CJ, of course. So some of these, you know, there's got to be some production here tonight. I'm just banking on Anthony Simons being that person, because he's shown in the last four games without the likes of CJ and Dame that that he's been the one producing. And so, you know, this last four games, he's gone up against, you know, some quality, you know, just, you know, against the Heat, you know, the Kings, the Cavs. So, you know, they're decent opponents. So, you know, the Nets, you know, coming off some players that might be a little fatigued, you know, it might be something worth a shot here, you know. So Anthony Simons, over 22.5 points, minus 115. That's where I'm going here.
Yeah, somebody has to step up in the absence of Damian Lillard, Norman Powell, and CJ McCollum. And Anthony Simons has really answered that call for the Portland Trail Blazers as far as shooting the basketball and scoring the basketball. He's had 17 or more attempts in three out of the last four games. He's logging heavy minutes for this team. He's also getting up to three-point shots, right? So far, the four games of the month of January, he's averaging 11.3 attempts from three-point land. He's also making 5.8 attempts on average, shooting it at 51.1%. Currently, in the month of January, in four games, he's had five or more made three-point shots and three out of four games as well. And I would take a look at his assists as well, John. 6.8 assists on average. He's had six or more in all four games. He's had seven at least in three out of the four games, and averaging 29 points per contest for this Portland Trailblazers squad that is decimated by injuries. I'm trying to see what the three-point defense has looked like for the Brooklyn Nets over the past five games here, and they are currently ranked number 17 as far as percentage. And as far as makes, the Brooklyn Nets are allowing 13.2 three-point shots made. So maybe you also want to take a look at three-point shots made for Anthony Simons tonight. Currently seeing it at 3.5 for the Portland Trail Blazers. So I love this play as well, John. Anthony Simons, you're taking the points, you said, I'm sorry?
Yeah, points over 22.5.
Yeah, I like it, man. Let's get over to my last one, and I'm going to the East Coast for this game. It's going to be Lonnie Walker IV, over 16.5 points tonight for the New York Knicks. And Spurs, like the Portland Trailblazers, are missing key players. And for the Spurs, it's guys that are being in the health and safety protocols, like Doug McBuckets, like Keldon Johnson, like Devin Vassell, to name a few. Walker has stepped up into that starting lineup and has provided a scoring punch for the Spurs, in the absence of those guys. He did score 25 yesterday against the Nets in overtime. So I'm continuing to see him to get minutes until they get some of these guys back from health and safety protocols. There's not a lot of stats that kind of back it up, John. But we've talked about over the past couple of weeks here is that we're looking for guys to step up in the absence of players being in the health and safety protocols. And I know they got DeJounte Murray back the other night, but I think they need that scoring power. And I think Lonnie Walker, this guy's a bucket, man. He can shoot the ball real well. He can get to the basket at will. So I expect, you know, going into Madison Square Garden tonight against the Knicks, I expect him to, you know, have a good night of scoring the ball for the Spurs. So give me Lonnie Walker over 16.5 points tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to keep in mind, right? These rosters, these lineups, they're all, you know, just a crapshoot right now in terms of, you know, the injuries and or health and safety protocols. So you need to find opportunity. You need to find these EV matchups, plus CV matchups, of course, that aren't, you know, backed up by numbers or trends or, you know, consecutive, you know, performances here. So, you know, you going out on Lonnie Walker, I don't mind it because I'm hoping he averages, you know, 26 to 30 minutes tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so just the opportunity and, you know, against the Knicks, is this on the road or is this at home for them?
They're on a road. They played yesterday in Brooklyn and now they're headed to Madison Square Garden, but it's not really much of a road trip because you're pretty much in the same city, right? You're probably just taking the subway over to Madison Square Garden. So no planes involved, no having to change hotels and things like that. It's just probably a train ride over to Madison Square Garden.
All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And were you taking the points on this one or what? Yeah. Were you, what
points yeah. over 16 and a half, minus 105.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that 16.5 is a decently low number here for us to kind of take advantage of the opportunity here and the spot, you know, against the Knicks here. You know, they've been on the road. Have they been on the road this road trip for the Spurs? They've been on the road for like 6-7 games already, or what? Six games?
Let me double check the schedule here for them. I know they were in obviously Brooklyn last night. Yeah, so this is you're right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is the last game of a 7-game road trip that they've been on, have the San Antonio Spurs. Where they've lost, you know, 5 out of the last 6 games on the road. So this is the 7th game of a final road trip before they get back home for about, I think, another 7 straight games.
Yeah, and it's not like Lonnie Walker he hasn't played in a couple of those, you know 6-7 game road stretch here. So it's not like he's fatigued either, you know what I mean? And so from that standpoint, he has a back to back, so to speak, but that was against the Nets, right? That was on a subway ride over to Madison Square.
Yep.
And 76ers were same coast, right? And yep. So before that, he didn't play like two or three games, I believe, right? Three games, right? Against the Celtics, Raptors, and Pistons.
He was also in health and safety protocols as well, like some of these other guys are for the Spurs.
Okay. So just you know, it's all about finding some key opportunities here. And I think you did find it in Lonnie Walker, the fourth here. So it's not a game I'm looking forward to, you know, from a fan perspective. But if you have some prop perspective, absolutely, you're watching it all day. So absolutely.
Yeah, and I just feel like, you know, it's Madison Square Garden that, you know, you want to step up and play there. I think that energy of Madison Square Garden, we talk about players want to get up and play in there. So hopefully he has a good night for the Spurs tonight as they close out a road trip for the East Coast road trip that they do take, getting back home and play 7 straight after this. John, let's take one final break here, bud. We'll come back. We'll identify our best bets for tonight. And then we'll get into the best bites segment as well. So we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors. The fantasy season may be over, but the action is still coming on the Better Fantasy app. Download their free-to-play app today to bet on player props for the NFL playoffs. You can also enter their player prop pools and score big when you win. We love Better Fantasy because we can win awesome prizes and even raise money for charity along the way too. It's totally free to play. You'll earn better credits by completing challenges and use them to place your bets. Better Fantasy is available worldwide and in all 50 U.S. states. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via QR codes, text, and links among other methods. No money is transacted on the app and is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see who can win and hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN today to join the revolution. And don't forget, guys, the SGPN app is now live on the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, coming off of the break, John, let's get to best bets first. I'll let you identify your best bet for tonight. What do you got?
I'm going with the baller brand here, LaMelo Ball, over 32.5 points, rebound, assists, minus 118 odds. Like I said, this is going to be, based on the spread alone, you know, this is going to be high scoring. Yep. And, you know, expect to be a close game. And if you expect it to be a close game, LaMelo should, you know, out barring, you know, some foul trouble, he should play some full minutes here. And he loves, like I said, you know, the splits against the teams he loves playing and not that they're crazy. So he, you know, in his last, you know, three matchups against the Bill, against the Bucks, going back to rookie season, he's hit on the over on this number points. Milwaukee allows 8.5 assists per game, 2 point guard. So you're going to get some assists here as well. No Jrue Holiday. What's not to love here, man? Over 32.5 LaMelo Ball PRA, man.
Yeah, I like it, man. Like we identified, we're doing the handicapping earlier, was that he's played well against the Milwaukee Bucks so far this season, right? So that maybe that continues tonight or should continue tonight. I don't see a reason why not against this Milwaukee Bucks squad, looking to avenge a loss from Saturday night against this Hornets team. For my best bet, I'm probably going to stay in that same game, man. It just makes too much sense. I'm going to take Bobby Portis points and rebounds over 26.5. And, you know, we talked about guys that are out of the lineup for the Bucks. We also talked about how three guys were in double figures rebounding the basketball for the Milwaukee Bucks team. And I think we should see a better defensive effort tonight from the Milwaukee Bucks as well. And a lot of attention is going to go on Giannis. So I think, you know, you had to have Chris Middleton, but again, for Bobby Portis, I think this is a prime game for him to step up for the Milwaukee Bucks. He did score 19 points, like I said, the other night against the Hornets, and also grabbed 13 rebounds. So 26.5, I think, is a little conservative. He should be in double-double figures. Sorry, I have a double-double again tonight. So if you want to sprinkle down on that plus 115 for Bobby Portis double-double tonight, I don't hate that bet either. Because I just see him grabbing at least 10 rebounds tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. So that's going to be my best bet for tonight. Bobby Portis points and rebounds over 26.5. John, it's that time, our segment on Mondays with you. It's Best Bites time. Where are you taking us this week, brother?
So this is a spot that if you were in our Slack channel, I posted some pics of this barbecue joint that I went to. I'm taking you to Echo Park here, Moonoff. Echo Park, neighborhood of, you know, of Los Angeles, north of, you know, downtown LA, and more like northwest here. But the restaurant I want to take you to in Echo Park is called The Park's Finest Barbecue. So obviously The Park, meaning, you know, Echo Park's Finest Barbecue. It's a family-owned business serving what we call cuts of American barbecue, but they add Filipino flavor to it. So what they're going to do is they're going to give you, you know, cuts of meat, you know, dry rub with sauce on the side. It's a Filipino flavor, of course, so keep that in mind. So they not only want you to taste the meat, but also the smoke and the seasoning here. Let me just get right to it, Moonoff. Let's start with the beef tri-tip. This is, you know, smoke roasted with their pepper blend and their garlic onion blend with some Himalayan pink salt here. So that's the meat. But I said the sauce on the side, right, Moonoff? And the the sauce they're going to give you on the side is, you know, you have a couple of variety that you can go with. They have this tomato based pineapple brown sugar barbecue sauce. Wow. They got their vinegar soy garlic chili sauce, and then they got their Mexican crema horseradish sauce. So you can dip that tri-tip on any of those, you know, sauces you like. I personally love the Mexican crema horseradish sauce. Man, I love anything, you know, wasabi based here. And so that's your beef tri-tip. Now, another thing that I ended up getting, and this was last week here, I love their coconut beef dish. At this place, it's an iconic dish, man. The coconut beef dish, smoked. It's beef that's cut into cubes. They stew it in coconut cream, their vinegar chili, fish sauce for 16 hours, Moonoff.
Wow.
And when it comes out tender, it melts in your mouth. I'm talking, what did I say? Coconut beef dish, 16 hours, man. Let's talk about their roasted chicken, man. Smoked, you know, they put in olive oil, their Himalayan salt. One for me, a great litmus test to know if a barbecue joint has good chicken is if their chicken breast is dry or moist.
Yeah.
And you better believe this place doesn't have that dry chicken breast, man. Get out of here with that nonsense, okay? So their roasted chicken, beautiful, comes out, just moist. Now, for you sausage lovers, let's talk about their medley, their hot link medley dish, man. They give you a combination of red hot links, kielbasa, Filipino sweet links. They chop it all up and they come out. And like I said, you can dip those in the three different sauces I told you about, their tomato-based pineapple brown sugar, their vinegar soy garlic sauce, or your Mexican crema horseradish sauce. So you can dip those in there. And then, you know, a couple more things here, man. Let's talk about their mac and cheese, man. You have your standard mac and cheese, Munaf. I know you know it. But then you have a Gouda mac and cheese. Top, you know, so topped with that, you know, Parmesan, some panko bread crust. That's one of the finest things here at this place, man. Their Gouda mac and cheese. It seems gourmet, but it's so delicious. So that's their mac and cheese. And Munaf, if you remember, in one of our past Best Buy segments, I talked about this place in San Diego. It's Phil's Barbecue.
Yeah.
And one of the things I talked about Phil's Barbecue is every time I go to a barbecue joint, I want to try out their cornbread. You know what I mean? And this place is no different, man. This is a barbecue joint. It's Filipino inspired. And, you know, like I said, family owned. So let's talk about their cornbread to just kind of finish this off here. Their cornbread, they call it the cornbread babinka, right? And babinka is just a general term for, you know, like a rice cake, Filipino term, which, you know, this cornbread is baked in, you know, this banana leaves. So this is their version of the cornbread. It's cornmeal, rice flavor, coconut cream, baked in a banana leaf. So the final product of this cornbread that I'm about to explain to you is a combination of, think about it like this from a conceptual standpoint. There's, you know, there's this thing out there, the Japanese mochi, which is a sticky rice cake, Munaf, right? Uh-huh. So the cornbread babinka blends that kind of rice cake mochi stuff with the traditional elements of what you think a cornbread is. And that's how they kind of blend it, combine it. And then you have this beautiful, it's not your cornbread, you know, traditional, but it's this sticky rice. Got some, you know, sugar crystals on top of this cornbread, you know, just like a blueberry muffin or something like that you may have had. Yep. But this is a unique cornbread. I love this cornbread. Man, I can talk about this place for hours, Munaf. I just listed some menu items here. But don't take my word for it, Munaf. Come by this place when you get a chance. Come to Echo Park. Come to the park's finest barbecue. Try some of the dishes. Leave satisfied. I certainly did. Let's effing go, man.
There you go, man. Barbecue and those sauces that you talked about, that's what puts some of these places over the top. So, you know, if you're a person that likes flavor and moist meats, whether it's beef, chicken, pork, whatever the case might be, head over to this place. John, give the people the name one more time, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. The Park's Finest Barbecue. You would never know it's Filipino until you actually go there, right? The Park's Finest. However, Echo Park is more of a gentrified community back now than it was back then, and it has a Filipino community in there. So you would know if you're in the loop. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. So that's the segment of Best Bites this week. Another gem from John. So if you're ever in the northwest part of LA in Echo Park, definitely check out this place. John just recommended. That is the show for tonight, the NBA player props for Monday night. John, one last order of business. We do have a national championship game. I got thoughts from Terrell tonight, but which way are you betting this game tonight between the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs?
I don't know anything about the sharp money versus the public money, but I just don't know anything about the sharp side, but the public side, I'm pretty sure it's on Bama, and that's where I'm riding tonight, man. I'm actually thinking I'll take an alternate spread of, you know, Bama -3, right? Okay. As opposed to the plus points here, and I'm thinking Bama money line. That I'm going heavy, right? And so I'm either gonna come out good or come out hurting. But I want to take Bama, man. So your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't really follow college football that much, but I know there's a couple of rules that you kind of abide by, right? Don't bet against Brady. Sometimes don't bet against Belichick, and don't bet against Nick Saban. And it sounds public for me to say, but there's not going to be a lot of opportunities where you're going to get Nick Saban at plus odds or plus money. And I'm leaning towards taking Bama as well. But you're right. From everything that I've seen so far, everybody is on Georgia from what I've seen so far. And this line hasn't moved much with that case. So I don't know. I'm going to have to dig in a little more, see where these money splits are. But definitely as of 12:32 Central Time PM, I am leaning towards Alabama in this game.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Hopefully it's a good game, though. Hopefully it plays out well between these two SEC powerhouses. So yeah, definitely enjoy the game tonight as well as the NBA action and on these player props that we just gave out to you. So hopefully everybody has a profitable Monday. John, let the people know where they can find you, man, before we wrap up the show.
Yep, Twitter at NikeMVic7. But really, I want you to find me on our Slack channel. I'm pretty quick in terms of responding, moon off knows. And so absolutely, just reach me out there, DM me there. We got so many different channels in there that, you know, we got a good community there, right? So just follow us on our Slack channel and you'll get a hold of me some way, somehow.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely get into the Slack channel, sg.pn/Slack. A lot of channels in there. I'm not going to name them all because we'll be here all day, but we have all the major sports covered. I'll start there, but yeah. NBA channel, NFL channel, college football, college basketball, just to name a few. And also we have a few non-sports related channels in there as well. So hop into the conversation, join the conversation with us at sg.pn/Slack. You can find me on Twitter at sportsnerd824. Good luck with your bets tonight, guys, whether it's in the NBA or the national championship game and these player props. Hopefully we come out profitable tonight. With that being said, I will be back Wednesday with Scott to go over player props for the Wednesday night schedule in the NBA. Till then, let's break these books off and let it ride.